Okie dokie, welcome back, my fellow degenerates. Let's do this. We've got the Monday night game. We're going to finish this sucker off. We got all the other matchups in the earlier part of this article. This is just getting tacked on at the end because the snaps came out Monday morning, so let's get right into it. Hell of a game last night. Man, I don't know. Bills going for it right there. I mean, I get it. And I know you're going to have people argue both ways. I would have taken the points, though, and just, you know, assured overtime. But wild, wild-ass game. That was crazy. All right, we'll start with the Bills production. There was plenty of offense here. 65 points combined. I'm not even going to check the team snaps, team stats. Anyone that watched this game just knows that there was a ton of offense. So I'm not worried about either team having enough to eat, so to speak. And it looks... Yeah, it looks fine. So, okay. All right, we'll start with the guys that produced as expected over here for the Bills. The leading producer this week was Tremaine Edmonds, 10 combined tackles and a tackle for loss. Excellent. We'll take that. We'll check the playing time here in a second, but that looks good. Teron Johnson, 6 combined tackles. Man, is he great. You know, this Titans team didn't even really pass that well this week. You know, most of their points came from Derrick Henry. But Teron Johnson continues to be excellent each and every week, and that has more to do with his position and less to do with anything else, I think. Although he is obviously talented, they just re-signed him. But that slot corner position and just the responsibilities they give him leads to excellent, you know, essentially sustained production from a cornerback every single week, and that is worth its weight in gold. If you can grab Teron Johnson or you know, have the opportunity to start him each week, I would continue to do so. After that, we got Jordan Poyer, 4 combined tackles, a pass defense, but he also got a pick, so that's fine. Then it drops off a cliff here. We got Micah Hyde, let us down this week. Levi Wallace, acceptable week, three solo tackles, a pass defense. That's like 9 points, most of my leagues. That's fine. That's just under, you know, anything double digits is excellent for a corner. So just under where we needed him to be. So acceptable game for Mr. Wallace. Looks like everyone else let us down. There was no pass rush, no sacks this week. The only interception was Jordan Poyer. Matt Milano did nothing. Tre'Davious White did nothing. No one on the defensive line did anything of note. So yeah, besides those top few guys there, kind of a disappointing week for the Bills' IDP production. And I don't know what to tell you. The offense was there. There's plenty for them to eat. It was just it got eaten up by Tremaine Edmonds, Teron Johnson, Jordan Poyer. They took a good percentage of the IDP production here this week. So good if you had them. Bad if you didn't. All right, let's check out the playing time. See what's going on there. Okay, so. Yep, we're looking good. So both safeties, 100% of snaps. 1, 2, 3 corners, almost 100% of snaps. Teron Johnson was in for 94%. He's not injured or anything. I got him in plenty of teams. He's fine, so I didn't see anything on that today. Yeah, that tracks. All three corners usually play 100% or close to it of snaps each week, so that makes sense. Matt Milano, 100% of snaps. Tremaine Edmonds, 100% of snaps. That also makes sense. And then that's where the cliff is. The defensive line guys, Jerry Hughes led the way, 64% of snaps at defensive end. Ed Oliver, Star Lutulele are the two defensive tackles with 58 and 57% respectively. And then it just kind of gets weird for pass rush. Mario Addison, 53%, Greg Russo, 47%, and then a bunch of guys no one's ever heard of. So... nothing abnormal playing time wise. Anything we're tracking for miscellaneous notes? I don't think so. It was just the Matt Milano injury and the Jordan Poyer injury, but they're both back. They both played their normal snaps this week, so all systems go there. No waiver wire options for the Bills. This is one of those set in stone defenses. Nothing changes unless there's an injury to this defense. So they are fine. Same story, different week. Okay, moving over to the Titans, leading producer for the Titans this week, David Long, again, second week in a row, leading producer, 14 combined tackles. Man, what an excellent waiver wire option he's been. And he played 100% of snaps. That is a thing of beauty. What I want to know is, did Avery Williamson see the field after that signing earlier this week? I am not seeing it. I do not see it. Okay, so that might be something for down the line, but we've got David Long, 100% of snaps. Where's Rashawn Evans? 75% of snaps. Interesting. Okay, so no movement there. Evans, he's been hovering around 70% of snaps this season. That's what he played this week, so 75%, so we'll take it. You know, he's that's actually not too far off where he was last year, too. He was like an 80, 85% of snap guy. So even with all the shenanigans with him, you know, maybe being displaced and everyone was down on him on the Tennessee coaching staff and beat writers and whatever, you know, he's still here. He's still playing almost the same snaps he did last year. So there is a concern that Avery Williamson could take that spot or take a spot somewhere, especially with Jayon Brown on IR right now. And even before that, his playing time was really down. I mean, that could be the injury. That could be his play on the field. There's been a lot of fluctuation with the linebackers here, the inside linebackers, all season. But the things we know for sure are that David Long continues to be the best option here. So for now, we'll go Long. Evans looks fine, is like an LB3-4 in deeper leagues still. We'll see if that holds. We'll just, you know, all we can do is track it every week, see what happens, and adjust whenever something does happen. But for now, it looks fine. Okay, so David Long, great week. Amani Hooker, great week. 9 combined tackles. He returned from injury just recently, and he was in for 86% of snaps. So that's good. That's not bad. That's acceptable. Elijah Molden, 9 combined tackles, tackle for loss. Elijah Molden is a corner. So him and Jackrabbit were in for 94 and 99% of snaps, respectively. That looks like that might have displaced Christian Fulton. Where is Christian Fulton? He might be injured. Let me double check that real quick here. Okay, yeah, I must have missed that. Christian Fulton is on IR now, sent to IR the same week that they activated Amani Hooker, which was last week. So no more Christian Fulton. It looks like Elijah Molden is now our second cornerback with the Jackrabbit here. So, dude, that's great. That is good timing, too. Go grab Elijah Molden because no one has him. No one knows about this, and they get the Chiefs next week. So I'm going to go ahead and hit pause and do that myself. I'll be right back. Okay. I just put in, no kidding, like 6 waiver claims for Elijah Molden. I don't know how long the Christian Fulton injury is going to be, but they did send him to IR, I just read. So that's at least 3 games right there. They got the Chiefs this week. That is a thing of beauty, and no one knows about it yet. So there you go. Okay. Other things that were noteworthy this week. Harold Landry landed 2 sacks. Outside linebacker, pass rush guy. Boom or bust. This week it was boom. Good for him. Rashawn Evans, 7 combined tackles. We talked about him a little bit ago. That makes sense. That's fine. Chris Jackson, 5 solo tackles. Chris Jackson is the 3rd corner here. Only played 47% of snaps. We can skip that. That's a flash in the pan. Jeffrey Simmons did something. 5 combined tackles, a sack, a tackle for loss, 2 QB hits. That's beautiful. Good for him. I like him. He's a nice defensive tackle option, but obviously only in deeper leagues, and he's a bit of a dynasty project, if you will. Kevin Biard saved his day with a pick. Beyond that, he had 2 combined tackles and a pass defense. Bud Dupree, first game of the season, coming off IR. He was in for 62% of snaps as the other outside linebacker pass rush guy. Hey, it's good to see he's back. The big games are coming, just not this week. They're going to be sack or splash play dependent, though, so keep that in mind. Beyond that, no one else really let us down that we were going to like really rely on here. So I think we're looking pretty good across the board. Jackrabbit, only 3 solo tackles. No pass defense, no interceptions, nothing else. And that's kind of disappointing because this is really an ideal matchup for him. And I called him an ideal matchup in my Streaming Corners article because this is like a, you know, top 5 last season Bills passing offense. And we've seen more of the same with that this year. They've been excellent. So it happens. Corner is a sporadic, inconsistent position. That's why a lot of people don't like it. And that's probably why I do like it, because it's difficult to do well, and I love a good challenge. So it happens. He'll bounce back. The Jackrabbit's still the Jackrabbit. Other than that, let's move over to the playing time, see if anything looks weird. Nothing I'm seeing so far. Monty Hooker still, I mean, just 86% of snaps his first week off of IR, but that'll go up, I'm sure. Bud Dupree, 62% his first week off of IR, that'll go up, I'm sure. Dane Cruikshank still playing some snaps, 30% of snaps. He was the guy, he was the option with Hooker on IR, but he's back to not being an option now that Hooker has his job back. Nothing else out of the ordinary here. Everything looks pretty good. We'll see what next week brings for the Titans. The big story here all season for them has been the inside linebacker shenanigans, and I could take you through it chronologically if you want, but that'll add another 20 minutes to this. Suffice it to say, it's been a shit show. Right now, though, David Long has seriously established himself as the best combined tackle floor linebacker option here. Rashawn Evans holding steady as the alternate option as an LB 3 or 4. But we got Avery Williamson waiting in the wings. We got Jayon Brown on IR. If he's able to come back, that could shake this up too. So this is going to be something we're going to have to monitor going forward and just kind of take it week by week and adjust on the fly. We've been doing that in other places too, and that's it. That's why you listen to this. That's why we talk about this stuff, so that you know what's going on and you can make those good decisions and you don't get caught in a trap like all these Nick Vigil people and many other examples I could, you know, probably come up with here in a second throughout the season, right? You don't want to be the person that's caught with their pants down. So we'll get you the information and make sure that doesn't happen. But for now, we're looking good. If you got David Long going as an LB1 or 2, and you got Rashawn Evans as an LB3 or 4, and we'll see what next week brings. Thanks for listening to the last segment here. I will see everyone next Tuesday in the morning, and good luck this week, and may the IDP gods be merciful.